Chapter 9, the sixth event, the restoration of the temple ordinances. Why did God bring about the restoration? The restoration of the temple ordinances was really a process rather than an event. The Lord gave these ordinances to the prophet Joseph Smith through a series of revelations from 1836 to 1844, line upon line and precept upon precept. For example, only a small part of the temple ceremony was administered in the Kirkland Temple, and no ordinances for the dead were ever performed there. But after the church was established in Nauvoo, Illinois, the Lord said, "I command you, all ye my saints, to build a house unto me, for therein are the keys of the holy priesthood ordained, that ye may receive honor and glory. And verily I say unto you, let this house be built unto my name, that I might reveal mine ordinances therein unto my people. For I deign to reveal unto my church things which have been kept hid from before the foundation of the world, that you may prove yourselves unto me that ye are faithful in all things whatsoever I command you, that I might bless you and crown you with honor, immortality, and eternal life." Close quote. So strongly did the Lord feel about the construction of the Nauvoo Temple that he told the saints that they would be rejected as a church if they failed to build it within a certain period of time. Elder John A. Widso, a former member of the Council of the Twelve, once said, "The main concern of the prophet Joseph Smith in the restoration of the gospel in these latter days was the founding, building, and completion of temples in which the ordinances hid from before the foundation of the world might be given." In fact, the Lord declared repeatedly to the prophet that unless temples were built and used, the plan of salvation would neither be in full operation nor fully accomplished. Close quote. To understand why this is so, we must consider the real purpose of temples. What is the restoration all about? It is through the ordinances of the temple that the Lord has revealed his ultimate purpose in bringing about the restoration. What is the true significance of the temple? The temple is where the eternal family is created, and it is where the fullness of the Father is given. Everything associated with the temple endowment, the preparatory ordinances, the instructions, the covenants, and all the rest leads to the sealing room, where we receive the new and everlasting covenant of marriage for time and all eternity. This sacred ordinance creates the eternal family, literally a new kingdom that will ultimately be presided over by kings and queens and priests and priestesses. That language comes from the teachings of Spencer W. Kimball. That's what exaltation is. Baptism is the ordinance of salvation in the celestial kingdom, but temple marriage is the ordinance of exaltation. And through the sealing power, families can be bound together through the generations to create an unending linkage of our Heavenly Father's children. The proclamation on the family is, in my judgment, the finest, the most inspired, and the most needed revelation from God through his apostles and prophets ever given on the subject of the family. It was read by President Gordon B. Hinckley as part of his message at the General Relief Society meeting held September 23, 1995, just at the beginning of the flood of misconception and wickedness that is weakening the structure of family life throughout the entire world. Study the proclamation carefully with your family and with your grandchildren. Each sentence is pregnant with meaning. Each phrase was carefully and prayerfully crafted and approved by the First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. It will bear the deepest scrutiny and stand the utmost test of time. It is filled with God's doctrine, with God's paradigm of truth. It is light years ahead of the cumulative wisdom and knowledge of all of the researchers, scholars, academics, teachers, and leaders the world over. The sequence in the proclamation is most interesting and instructive. The first paragraph, who is giving it? The second paragraph, our creation as sons and daughters of God. The third paragraph, our premortal life and the plan of happiness. The fourth paragraph, the commandment to Adam and Eve to multiply and replenish the earth, still in force. The fifth paragraph, the means of creating mortal life is divinely appointed. The sixth paragraph, how parents are to raise their children. The seventh paragraph, the essence of happy family life. The eighth paragraph, a warning to those who violate these principles and their covenants. The ninth paragraph, the call to citizens and government to promote the strengthening of the family as the fundamental unit of society. The whole thing moves in orderly sequence from our relationship with God to our relationship with our families to our relationships in society.